down. But in Branson, it's a lot different. If you get families that come in for the summer months, you know, when kids are out of school, and then it just seems like it really tapers off. And boy, it dies. Once it gets to January through about May, it's really quiet. So mainly I was just wanting to rent out, you know, for a week at a time during the summer and not every week. My goal was to basically pay the mortgage. So if I could just pay the mortgage, then I'm happy. And so that means I'm for it. So any questions?
Thank you.
Robert Johnson. Mm-hmm. That's two in a row for me. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for what you do with the service of the county, and I'm guessing you're not doing this for fun. So anyway, that being said, I've lived, worked, and paid taxes in Taney County since 1981. I live in Friendly Hills Subdivision, which is the adjacent subdivision to Majestic Estates. And like you said, we've been here before. We had a house in our neighborhood come up, and someone bought it with the intention of doing nightly rentals. I sent you a map, Scott, that kind of outlines the area.
Can't remember, but I'm getting to this.
Okay. And so there's a house in our neighborhood that came up, so I'm kind of the one over to the upper right up there. But once again, we are the adjacent subdivision. There's a house in our subdivision that's come up and was subsequently denied. I'm also here to speak. He sent a letter as well, Mr. Uva Jagilia and his wife Joan. They bought a house in Majestic Estates. They've been working on this for a long time. It's down below the property in question. They've been working on it for some time, and their goal is to retire there, and they're going to be able to do that here in the next year or so.
And, which is this one, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Right there.
That's
okay.
Correct. And so them, like us, look for property that was zoned residential and that had covenants that would protect us, and so we could have a little more control with what was going on around us. Not always easy around Branson. You know, our objectives were to find someplace close enough we could get to work. My wife and I have both worked for longer than we can remember. Me and my neighbors raise our children there in Friendly Hills. So anyway, we went and we looked for places that we'd be protected by residential zoning that had covenants that would protect us, and thought we were pretty successful in doing that. But now I find myself here on a pretty regular basis defending my interest for people who have a different idea of the same. So they come in, they want to change what the rules are, and I'm here half. I mean, I've got to watch it carefully. If you go down to the house right now, the sign's ripped off the deal and it's stuffed in the weed someplace. I don't know who did that. Maybe it was me. But it's hard to keep up with what's going on around you here. And as far as I'm concerned, if one house over there goes, it kind of opens the door for the rest of them. We all know what happens down in Branson Creek. Once one goes in, the next one's a lot easier to get. So I'm here trying to protect my interests and the interests of my home and my way of life. I don't care to have, and I guess most of the people coming in wouldn't want nightly rentals next to them either. But somehow, this is away from their house, and it's okay. So that being said, you know, the house in question, the Kutch home, looks like it's been being rented since 2013. The only way it kind of got into our radar was Mr. Jagilia now is down below him several nights a month. Working there, and he's been woken several times, people partying at this home on the back deck. They talk about a barrier and there being a wall there, but the pool's on top of that, and there's just nothing to stop the noise from going down the hill. And they're not going to put up anything to block their view of the lake. That would be ridiculous. So the barriers are an issue. There's a letter from Mr. Jagilia in your packet that discusses his. And so, once again, I'm just asking you to protect those that bought the property with the intention of what the zoning was, and not for the people who come in with a different idea. So, once again, thank you for looking after the citizens of Taney County.
Questions? Thank you, sir.
I'll leave you alone.
Nicholas Grimwood?
Yes, sir.
Hang him on a roll.
I'm here on behalf of Kutch Trust, the owner of the property at issue. A couple of things that I'd like to address. The prior use of this property is a nightly rental. As has been pointed out, it has been used as a nightly rental since 2013. But I want to make it clear this is not the owner's attempt to evade regulations or operate in the shadows. Rather, it's just based on misunderstanding and misinformation. The owner was under the impression that the property management company had handled everything, and there was really no motivation to research that further. And so, for approximately 4 years, it operated without a permit. However, as soon as the notice of violation was presented to my client, she took steps to get this rectified as quickly as possible, and she really is earnestly seeking to not only comply with the planning and zoning requirements, but also to be considerate of and respectful toward the folks that make up the neighborhood in which her property sits. As far as things stand currently, the nightly rental use, it's not inconsistent with the current use. This is a residential use for that property. Now, it may be a shorter term residential use, but it is still residential. It is a abbreviated month-to-month rental. There is, I think, legitimate reason for concern about, you know, some bad apples that'll roll through from time to time. We've probably all heard horror stories about it. The same can be true for month-to-month renters, long-term renters, permanent residents. There's always going to be somebody that's causing problems. If there is one upside to a nightly rental, it's that bad apple is only going to be there for a short time, as opposed to my client renting on a month-to-month basis and somebody that wants to have parties staying there perpetually. There's also been some mention about the covenants. That really doesn't come into play here. That's not the planning and zoning's obligation to enforce covenants, and there really isn't a covenant to enforce. This is a residential use. It's not commercial activity, as that term has been defined. So, unfortunately, that's not applicable here in this circumstance. To the extent that's possible, my client really does want to make this work. This lady mentioned when she spoke in favor of this application, she's met the owner. She's adjacent to it. It's not that this person is completely absent on the far side of the moon with no connection to the neighborhood. She's there. She's meeting her neighbors. And as you can see, the property isn't, it's not a dump. It's not a place that's going to attract, generally speaking, undesirable renters. It's priced at a range that would generally keep folks that have those propensities away. Not to say that it will, but again, nothing's foolproof. So that being said, I'm happy to answer any questions that you folks might have. I've kind of laid out what I needed to say.
Anything here?
I can't think of anything here.
Not a rental, it's a commercial enterprise. The way we have it defined in our code, it's a commercial enterprise, so it is not residential, even though it is a residential neighborhood. It is a nightly rental.
Sure. And I guess the distinction that I'm trying to make is that there's a difference between a commercial use of a property and maybe a commercial nature to the nightly rental.
By definition of code, you change that use from residential to a commercial.
Well, and I, to be honest, have not looked at that definition, okay, so I can't speak to that. I guess what I would liken it to is it's a rental. It's a month-to-month rental. or a nightly rental, but an abbreviated month-to-month is more or less how the use is still
defined
similar.
In the guidance code. Is anything less than 30 days?
Right. That's yeah.
That's a nightly rental. Okay.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate your time.
I don't care to rebut, man, but there's a statement that I forgot to make and I wanted to make sure it's brought forward.
Keep it brief.
Yeah. I just wanted to confirm on
what you said earlier on May the 9th. You guys did unanimously say that a lot, about two lots down from where both these homes were not consistent with the use of the neighborhood. And so I just wanted to get that on record that is the decision of record in this neighborhood. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, that concludes the public hearing on that. They will come up for a final vote Monday, October the 16th.
Good number, Brad.
All right, Scott, what have we got up next? 1733
is Cox Vacation Rental, Jessica and Brian Cox. This one's a villa in Branson Creek. We're on kind of the backside of Tuscany Drive. Here it is highlighted. Zoom in. Applicant seeking approval of special use permit for the ability to nightly rent their villa. And that's the concept portion of this.
All right.
Move into the public hearing.
Let's do that.
Okay,
the applicant is Jessica Cox.
Mm-hmm. Jessica's here.
We'll take you last.
Okay.
Of course, this...
If that's all right with you, unless you have something you want to say.
Subject's property is located at 109 North Tuscany. Also, per the assessor's information, the villa was constructed in 2006 and is approximately 1,893 square feet. Our definition for nightly rental, maximum occupancy definition, and parking definition, and this project received a score of a -1. These are just some pictometry views. From the south, the applicant has presented the existing 2x6 wall that separates the property from the adjoining duplex's 2x6 wall as the buffer along the shared property line. Our staff recommendations are all the same for a special use permit. With the elimination of the Division 2 permit required, the first one I read, so with the 19. Any questions?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Go into the public hearing on this. First one on the list is Sandra Strange.
I might call George if I don't come back.
Well, this applicant is my common wall neighbor, and I want to emphasize to you that I've actually never met these people, even though they bought this unit back in March of 2016. And this unit was sold to them by the original owner and not through any real estate agent. The original owner bought the unit at the very same time that Wes and I bought ours, which was in 2006. And the unit has always been a single family resident and was never on any type of a rental program. Last night, I actually spoke to the original owner and was informed by her that during any of the negotiations with the Coxes, that there was never a conversation with them that this villa could be placed on any type of a nightly rental program. And I first want to share with you